Most people would agree that there's a deep divide between the right and the left in the United States, but two University of West Florida researchers want to find out if those ideological differences are reflected in the legislation that lawmakers pass. This fall, Dr. Adam Caton and Dr. Brian Williams of the UWF Department of Government will begin a study to classify specific actions being proposed in legislation. Brian Williams says that up until now, the focus of research has been content rather than specific goals.
Well, we know a lot about what the issue content of legislation, but less about what we're referring to as the policy tools. So in other words, the actions that are being undertaken with legislation. So for example, there's data that exists that classifies bills based on, okay, this deals with taxation or this deals with immigration.
Adam Caton said much of the divide is created over differing ideas of what the role of government should be.
The thing that jumped out at me in my research is that so much of what we argue about in politics and is debated in Congress has to do with the appropriate role of government, and so much of conflict is over what the government actually does. But we don't have a database measuring what the legislation considered in Congress actually does.
That's all about to change as these two researchers undertake the unique problem of trying to quantify what our government actually does.
We've come up with 33 different kinds of actions that could be included. And so we're going to be the first to collect all of that information. So we'll have a comprehensive database. And the idea is to show that these codes and this information is useful.
The researchers hope that the database will help the public, particularly journalists and researchers who study legislation.
Once the data set is completed, we'll make it publicly available so anybody will be able to go and look through this information and find out what kinds of actions are included in different bills and who wants to do what to solve different policy problems.
Williams said the research is something that hasn't been done before.
I've done some studies on area of comparative legislative research, and I haven't noticed anything that does something similar. There, too, you find a lot of data on issue areas, but not much dealing with, you know, does it create a tax increase or a tax decrease?
The ways through which the government seeks to solve problems through legislation is a big factor in the country's political divide, according to Adam Caton.
A lot of what we argue about is about what the government will do and how the government will address different problems. That's a lot of what political conflict is about in the United States.
Caton believes the project will provide an objective way to compare how these problems are addressed and also allow more understanding of the policy that might not be particularly high profile.
We want to see if these ideological differences that we observe in high profile policy areas that are in the news are the same in other areas. We'll be able to see if the rhetoric coming from the parties matches the content of the legislation they introduce or not. And either one of those results would be really interesting.
With the help of student research assistants, the project will begin this fall, and the pair hope to publish their results publicly to help everyone better understand legislation. For the Center for Research and Economic Opportunity and WUWF, I'm Mike Inslee.